The Ewan Grant Podcast, the Limestone Coast Triple M.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to the Ewan Grant Podcast and welcome to everyone joining me on the Listener app. Movies, music, sport, show rides and fireworks, today's podcast has it all. The Met Gambier show is just 5 weeks away and Danielle Chulak has the details of how it's going to run. The Howie Games has got a brand new podcast and Howie caught up with an Oz music legend who wrote a song about an SA sporting legend, and Shane A is talking about some great movies for you to catch up on, maybe this weekend. So let's kick it all off. Mark Howard is the host of Australia's number one sports podcast, The Howie Games. I have got him on the line. Howie, g'day.
G'day, Ewan. Thanks for having me on, and g'day to everyone over in Mount Gambier, you're in that beautiful part of the world. You're lucky folk.
We are indeed, Howie. Now, Howie, tell me about The Howie Games and how the podcast came about.
Well, the podcast came about from situations like this, Ewan, where I was on the radio or telly, my job as a sports reporter and commentator, and I'd get Dan Ricciardo on, and I could chat with him for 3 minutes, and you couldn't scratch the surface. And I was chatting with a mate of mine, and I said, mate, this is no good. I want to hear more about him. He said, 5 years ago, you should do a podcast with these people you meet. And I was like, Ewan, what's a podcast? And since then, you know, we've had 140-odd episodes and millions and millions of downloads, which is really cool. And I've got to sit there and listen to 140 of Australia and the world's greatest athletes and how they've come to achieve what they have, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows. And it's been a fantastic experience for me and a massive privilege to talk to some of these truly elite people.
Howie, I'm not sure whether you've got kids or not, but tell me what your favourite interview has been as part of the Howie Games.
I do have kids. I've got a 9-year-old and 11-year-old who actually ask questions of the guests as we go along, which has been great because I've heard them grow up on the podcast. Oh, it's like trying to pick your favourite child. Luke Longley stands out. He came on a long time before The Last Dance. And the story he told about playing with Jordan and having to check in under pseudonyms like Norman Gunston and Bruce Jewell in hotels so people didn't know they were extraordinary. But you know, Kate Campbell telling me in tears about Olympic campaigns, all of them, there's so many, Dan Ricciardo, Kathy Freeman, Anna Mears, there's so many of them that have really resonated with me. And now I find myself, Sally Fitzgibbon, she's trying to win her first world surf title. She's come third 3 times. She's come second 3 times. And I just know what it means to her after chatting with her. So you find yourself so invested with so many different athletes.
Howie, your podcasts do amazing things on the Listener app, but there's something special that is taking place as of today, the launch of the Howie Games Artist Series. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, I love what creative people do. I love listening to music and reading books and watching films and listening to podcasts. And I thought, well, why don't I expand rather than just athletes? We talk to these artistic people, whether they're podcasters or actors or singers or rock stars, authors, and that's how it came to pass. I've been speaking to the great man Paul Kelly because I still want to talk sport with these people as well as their artistic side. You know, he's written sporting songs. He's written songs about Bradman, about Shane Warne, about sitting behind the bowls at MCG. So he was a perfect link. And then it came to pass. His people came back and said, listen, Paul would love to have a chat with you, which was really, really cool. And he'd love to launch for the first time his brand new song, Every Step of the Way, on the podcast, which you can hear on there right now. And it's a haunting song. It came about, as Paul explains, he was watching AFL 360 and watching Eddie Betts on there a year ago talking about the damage racism did to him and his family and his people. And he was so sick and tired of it. And Paul's written a song about that with the lyrics around sick and tired of it and every step of the way. So to hear Paul's thoughts and then, you know, he sent it through to Eddie after Eddie was on AFL 360 again only 6 weeks ago, still having to talk about racism after everything that happened at the Adelaide Crows. And he sent it to Eddie, and Eddie said, I love the song. I played it for the first time in the car with my kids as I was about to drive to my last game of AFL football for the Blues. Please send it out there. So send it out there is what Paul has done.
Howie, have you ever had the chance to talk to Eddie?
Yes, I have. I have, and he is a truly great Australian who's done some amazing things on the football field, but he's doing some amazing things off the footy field as well. He's a great man, isn't he?
He is indeed. And to think that in this day and age, racism and such blatant racism that Eddie has had to overcome is still part of our society, is an indictment to the way of life that we have in Australia. And to think that somebody the likes of, you know, Paul Kelly has put into song, I suppose, what everybody feels is maybe one of those ways that we highlight it and combat it.
Yeah, I think so. You know, his. I'll read you a verse. I've got it in front of me. Of I love my beautiful children. They clamber and climb all over me. I close my eyes and I'm dreaming of a world where they can just be. You know, it's 2021. It's Australia. Open your heart. Open your minds. Listen to this song. Reflect. Have a think about all the wonderful people that make up a vibrant community in Australia, no matter where they're from, whether they're first Australians, whether they're immigrants, whether they're Majak Dore talking about it on the podcast. Let's sort of get together and get past what is, as you described, it makes you shake your head that it's still going on.
Does indeed. Hey, Howie, I cannot wait to check out the Howie Games, the artist series, first one with Paul Kelly. It's up now on Listener.
Good on you, and stay safe. I appreciate your time, and stay safe, everyone over there in South Australia.
Thanks, Howie. Same to you. Now, make sure you take a listen to Howie's new podcast, Paul Kelly, talking about Eddie Betts. It is absolutely sensational. The song's not too bad, too. Now, Limestone Coasters, I said today's podcast was jam-packed, and I got to tell you, I am reining in my excitement. 5 weeks to go, Mount Gambier Spring Show. It's coming back. Danielle Chulak joins me with all the details of what is going on. And Danielle, given the fact that we are still in the middle of a COVID pandemic, there are COVID rules that we have to abide by. What do we have to do?
Well, yes, restrictions are in place. So some key things that showgoers need to be aware of is that we are still awaiting our confirmation from SA Health, but that's a sort of wait and watch kind of action. So we're planning as per normal. Major changes are some capped ticketing and only online ticket sales, which is completely new for us. So tickets are not available on the day at our gates. They need to be pre-purchased. Some fixed session times. So patrons have to pick a session that they plan on attending, whether that be the Friday session or the Saturday 9 till 3 or the Saturday 4 till 10. So we've had to split our Saturday to allow for a maximum showgoers, hopefully of about 5,000 people.
And Danielle, the good news out of it is that the show is still going to go on, though, and there's going to be a whole heap of stuff that families can get up to.
Yes, absolutely. So our major attractions for this year is the Factory FMX motocross. So really looking forward to seeing the boys from Factory FMX send their motocross bikes, you know, flying 30 feet in the air. We haven't had them for a few years. We've also got the Dinkum Dinosaurs, which are actually out of Western Australia, which hopefully border restrictions allow, but to provide us some dinosaur education, but also provide some family fun. And there's certainly some laughs to be had in Jim and Ali's performance. And then some favourites of some shows gone by. We've got Circus Elements and James's Travelling Magic, both South Australian acts. So we're trying to keep it, you know, as much within South Australia as we can. Mm. And also we have local gardening guru Cindy Cross, who will be coming and doing some demonstrations on, you know, getting your garden ready, talking about, you know, what she does out there at the post and rail, and also just, yeah, running some demonstrations for us, which will be, you know, very exciting. But also the show favourites, the sideshows, the show bags, the trade stalls, the animals, the cars, and much more will also be back in 2021.
So, Danielle, how are we going to be able to secure tickets online?
Yep. So people can visit our Facebook, and we've got links to our website as well. So our website is www.mgshow.com.au. All the ticketing information is provided there. We are encouraging people to read the ticketing information carefully because it does outline things like face masks and seated food and drink consumption, which we have to abide by. Mm. But we're certainly making our dollar go a bit further this year for our patrons. And we've actually reduced the cost by 25% on our ticketing, taking into consideration that this year some of our competitions won't be running at full capacity because of border restrictions and some of the COVID protocols that we have to abide by. But certainly we're hopeful that it can be affordable to the families, and I know that certainly some families are itching to get out. So we're really hoping we can put on a successful community event.
Danielle, how hard has it been to bring a show to fruition for 2021, given the border closures and the rules for COVID?
It's been very challenging, and the COVID management plan that the committee and I have been putting together certainly is almost a thesis, I'm sure of it. The SA health guidelines are very stringent. We have to, cross all the T's and dot all the I's, but just things like the cleaning requirements, security, changes to first aid protocols, the border restrictions, not having access to judges and exhibitors that we normally would, and just things like our show bag vendors and rides and so forth. They've had to plan months in advance to, either get into South Australia or, we just don't have access to them because they are interstate and can't get to us. So, the committee, we're certainly doing the best we possibly can. The COVID restrictions is new to all of us. But we're hoping that the community will really get behind us and, support us. And hopefully we can have a successful event come October 22 and 23.
Danielle, I am so excited that the show is coming back. You're 5 weeks out from it. I hope we get to talk a whole lot more about what's going on for the show for 2021.
Thank you.
5 weeks out for the Mount Gambier show, and I am very excited by that. Make sure you get your tickets online. Now, Limestone Coasters, this weekend there is footy and netty grand finals taking place for the Mid-Southeast, the KNT and the Western Border. If footy and netty and sport are not your things, then maybe you want to check out some amazing movies that are around at the moment, not only in the cinema, but online as well. It is time to catch up with my movie expert, Shane A, and he is talking about a very funny titled movie today. It's called Pig. Shane, what can you tell me about it?
Yeah, brand new movie from Nicolas Cage. An actor that is a bit like Bruce Willis. He makes about 5 movies a year, and some good, some not so good, and some in between. But I've got to say, Pig is up there as one of his very good ones. He plays a top-class, world-renowned chef. He lives by himself now, is very recluse, but he loves his prized truffle pig. Now, the pig's stolen, and he wants it back. So with the help of a young drug dealer, I guess you could call him, they go off to find who is the thief that took his truffle pig. And honestly, it's an award-worthy performance from Cage. It's very understated and slow, but Pig is going to be talked about during award season.
It's a slow burn.
Very slow burn. All worth it. Not for everyone, but highly recommended. I've got to say, Ewan, if you get a chance, see it.
All right, you can rent or check it out on digital platforms. The Birthday Cake, tell me all about it.
Birthday Cake was one of my favourite movies in recent months. A young man is involved with some gangsters. He's grown up in a family of gangsters. And every year they have like a get-together. And his mum bakes a cake. And tonight he's going to take this cake to one side of town to the other side of town to deliver it to this big gangster meeting. But along the way, there's a few things that sidetrack him, and the cake just has to make it without getting ruined and dropped. Very good movie, a lot to it more than that. And Val Kilmer, he stars as this godfather-like matriarch. Loved it.
Excellent stuff. Now, you cannot kill David Arquette. Tell me what it's all about.
Well, I'm not into wrestling whatsoever, but David Arquette won a rock and roll wrestling championship, apparently, 20-odd years ago.
Wow.
And it was one of the worst things that's ever happened because, well, if you're in the wrestling fraternity, it was because he was this Hollywood actor that came in and took the title. Now, 19 years later, he wants to go back into wrestling, and this chronicles that. So camera people are following him every step of the way. Some of it's not pretty, but some of it is really good as well because it shows his family life and, of course, the Arquettes are a Hollywood royalty family with Patricia and Rosanna Arquette. So, interesting movie. I know it's a lot about wrestling, but you don't have to like wrestling to enjoy this movie. Honestly, it's an eye-opener.
Hey, Shane, as always, you've outdone yourself.
Outdone myself. Thanks for the compliment, Ewan. Bye for now.
That's it for today's podcast. I'll be back on Tuesday for everything Limestone Coast. Have a great weekend. You can catch up with me live on the radio, 6 a.m. weekday mornings on the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.